From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The main Syrian rebel coalition says it's willing to accept a temporary truce, but only if Russia stops its airstrikes. The Syrian rebel coalition, known as the High Negotiations Committee, said after a meeting in Saudi Arabia Saturday that any potential truce would require the Syrian government to lift its blockade of rebel-held communities and release thousands of detainees. The HNC said the truce must also include Syria's allies, notably Russia and Iran. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov conferred on the crisis in Syria by telephone Saturday. There was no indication they made any significant progress on the truce issue. Russia has said it will not stop its airstrikes against what it calls terrorist targets in Syria, even if there is international agreement on a temporary truce. Turkey's prime minister has called on the United States to give his government unconditional support in the fight against Syrian Kurdish militants without ifs, ands, or buts. Ahmet Davutoğlu said Saturday that Turkey is certain that the YPG militia, which the United States supports in the fight against Islamic State in Syria, was involved in a bombing in Ankara Wednesday that killed 28 people. A Kurdish militant group based in Turkey, known as the Kurdistan Freedom Falcons, claimed responsibility for the Ankara attack. But Prime Minister Davutoğlu rejected that as a false claim. The YPG militia is an armed wing of the Syrian Kurdish Democratic Union Party. Turkey claims they are terrorists, but the United States does not agree. This is VOA News.